We left off discussing the Sugya Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, the Safek of Ravashi, the case of Koa Kocho according to Simchas. Do we assume it's considered to be Kokocho Dami? Or do we assume that no, that is not the case? In other words, are you considered to be fully Chayiv? Or should you assume that no, Simchas also agrees with Halacha Moshe Misinai of Tzrus, and in such a case one is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek? Even though the Safek is a little bit of Simchas, we pointed out the Chiddush of the Rosh in Siman Beis that this is something that is quite important, even lahalacha. The starting point of the Gemara is the assumption that koa kocho is considered to be kekocho dami, and therefore one is chayiv nezek shalem. And the only reason to assume that one should be chayiv anything less than that is based on the halacha l'moshe misinai. So the Rosh writes that apparently you see that koa kocho certainly is considered to be kekocho dami, and therefore lahalacha this is an important chiddush that aliba de chachamim one would be chayiv chatzi nezek not only in a case of kocho, but even in a case of koa kocho as well. And then the Rosh adds the biur that when it comes to halacha Moshe Misinai hilchasa, the grui tashluminasa, the halacha Moshe Misinai is not coming to create a new chiyuv, but rather it is coming to reduce. And therefore, since koa kocho is kekocho dami, one would assume that according to Simchas, one should be chayiv nezek shalem, unless you'll tell me that the halacha Moshe Misinai reduces the chiyuv to chatzi nezek. And a further parallel that you see this is true is the sugya in Sukkah and Avav, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Av Dalid, when it comes to the Defanos HaSukkah, that there the Gemara quotes Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. How many Defanos are necessary? Do we assume 3+ or do we assume 2+ are needed? But less manda padig, everyone agrees that there is a halacha Moshe Misinai regarding a sheer dofen that allows a dofen to be a tefach. And the Rosh writes, it is clear that halacha Moshe Misinai is not coming to tell us above and beyond what one would have thought is needed, but rather within the shiurim, within the needed defanos, one dofen can be reduced to a tefach. So just as you see, that is the case regarding Sukkos, so hu hadinami, that is true here as well. So again, we'll have to discuss this Chiddush the Rosh at length, because this is really the case, that all instances of halacha Moshe Misinai are so clearly lakula, coming to reduce a particular chiyuv. The chiddush of the Rosh, that koa kocho is considered to be kekocho dami, we pointed out, the Rosh will have to admit clearly has cases of exceptions. The sugyan Malkos and Avches and Aleph, when it comes to the chiyuv golos, there the Gemara tells us that koa kocho is potter. Min ha-golos, if a person will kill directly b'shogeg, in such a case one is chayiv, but if somehow it sets off a chain reaction, in such a case an individual would be potter. And the sugi in Sanhedrin daf ayin zayin, when it comes to ritzicha, there the Gemara also tells us, in a case of koach rishon, one is a rotzeach, in a case, however, of koach sheni, that is considered to be a grama, and one would in fact be potter. And then furthermore, we saw the sugi in Erevin and daf lamed hey, when it comes to the case of tumas hesed, that if a Zav is responsible for movement of a Chefetz, in such a case, certainly that will convey, transmit Tumah. If, however, it is done as Rashi comments, Sayyidei Koa Kocho, in such a case, that is not the case. So Rashi explains, based on the Gemara says, Machmas Re'oda Tahor. Rashi points out the case is Tafach Raglov Vekarka. A Zav, for example, stamps his feet, and it creates somewhat of a vibration, and as a result, Nisei Takli, the Kli is not considered to be Tamei B'Toras Hesed. Why is that true? Rashi explains, because that is indirect, that is considered to be a case of Koa Kocho, and therefore Koa Kocho is not considered to be a direct contact in order to result in Tumah. So these are the marmakomos that the Rasameach pointed out that we saw, that when it comes to Golos, when it comes to Ritzicha, when it comes to Tumas Hesed, there you have clear indications from the Gemara that Koa Kocho is Lav Kekocho Dami. Rasameach assumed as a Davar Poshut that this is certainly true when it comes to Melechis Shabbos as well, that one could be chayiv machmas kocho, but there are some comments you don't find that one would be chayiv in koa kocho, and even that Yerushalmi that seemed to indicate a chain reaction when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, that a person could, for example, blow and it extinguishes one candle and subsequently ignites another, that is because the Yerushalmi and the Shita say that Ruach Piv is considered to be Gufo, that is not considered to be a case of Kocho, but Eina Chinami Kocho is Potter when it comes to Melech Shabbos as well. But nonetheless, the Rosh assumes that these are more exceptional cases. As we discussed earlier, Shiurim, Shabbos, of course, requires a Melech Shabbos, and perhaps that's not true of Kocho. When it comes to cases of Ritzicha in Golos, there as well, a Meiser Ritzicha is necessary, as we saw in the Sugyas of Basar Meikar and Basar Tavramana. So therefore, perhaps those are more exceptional as opposed to the rule where the Rosh writes that when it comes to Nezikin, their Kol Kocho is considered to be Kekocho Dami. The Rosh himself indicated that this is against the Shita of Tosus, because Tosus and Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, in explaining the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, tells us that we don't necessarily assume when it comes to cases of Hezek that Koh Kocho is considered to be Kekocho Dami. When the Gemara was looking for the case of the Mishnah of Kelev Shenotol Charara, what exactly is the case that we assume that the Baal HaKelev is Chayiv Al HaGodish Chatzi Nezek? And the Gemara links this, as we'll see, to the case of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Eishu Mishum Chitzav, Eishu Mishum Amono. The Gemara says, if you assume that Eishu Mishum Chitzav, in such a case, I understand that that is considered to be chitzav de kelev, if a kelev will go ahead and be responsible for igniting the fire. And chitzav de kelev is considered to be a case of tsuros, where one would be chayiv, chatzi nezek. But if you assume that eshem yishum amono, in such a case, why should there be any chiyuv whatsoever on the baal hakelev? What happened? That the kelev created a mazik? Where do we see that one is considered to be chayiv for that? After all, when it comes to that instance, that esh is not considered to be the mamon of the Baal HaKelev. So Reish Lakish says the following. We're talking about a case of Adye Haduye, as we saw in the last year, and that means that the Kelev went ahead and tossed the coal on the Charora when it's Chayiv Nezek Shalim because of Shein, on the Makom Gacheles, that is considered to be Tzuros where there's a Chiv Chatzin Ezek, on Shar HaGodish, when it's considered to be Potter. And Rabbi Yochanan says that no, I could tell you a case where one is chayiv chatzinezek even on the Gadish itself. And that's talking about a case of ancha anuche, where the kelev went ahead and placed it down. So such an instance for the charara, of course one is chayiv nezek shalem, that's a case of shein. In the makom gacheles, that certainly is urche, that the kelev put down the gacheles, and therefore one is chayiv mishum regel. And the Gadish, one is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek because of the case of Tzuro. So Tosus was bothered by the following. If after all, Rabbi Yochanan was responding to the case of Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish was dealing with the case of An Yaduye, where the Kelev went ahead and tossed the coal, so why is it that Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the cases where the Kelev placed the coal? Why is that so critical? So Tosus writes, a very important Chiddush. If you're dealing with the case of An Yaduye, that is considered to be Kocho. And if as a result now a fire will spread, that already is considered to be Koach Kocho. And Tosu says, who says that you're Chayiv for the case of Koach Kocho? Because D'I Koach Kocho, Lavka Kocho, I mean, in such a case you would be Potter. So Rabbi Yochanan, in order to come up with the case that you're Chayiv on the Gadish, it had to be a case where the Kelev directly put it down, that will consider it to be Gufo, and the Gadish will consider it to be Kocho. If it's a case of An Yaduye, that is considered to be Kocho, and the Gadish is Koach Kocho. So what do you see? That according to Tosus Sushita, we do not assume that Koach Kocho is considered to be Kekocho Domi. Tosus leaves this as a suffix. De'i, Koach Kocho, Lav Kekocho Domi. What do you mean, de'i? Poshav Shav, that's exactly what the Gemara raised according to Sumchis. Do you equate Kocho with Koach Kocho or not? And Tosus assumed that Poshav Shav, that is considered to be a suffix even within, right, the Shita Sachachamim. So the Rosh points out that this is against what the Rosh maintains, as a Dvar Pashut, that Koach Kocho is considered to be Kekocho Dami, and Tosu says that even when it comes to Dine Mamonos, one in fact would be Potter. And we saw the Tosus Naf Gimmud Beis when it came to Maveza Odom, where Tosus also said there was a Havamina to assume that one would be Chayim Yishum Koach Kocho, however, the Maskana that is not the case, and one is Potter in a case of Koach Kocho. And that was part of Tosus' broader view, and that is that Ritzicha is not considered to be an exception. Ritzicha is considered to be indicative of the normal halacha regarding Koach Kocho. What is true of Ritzicha is true when it comes to cases of Nezikin as well. The Rashba assumes as the Chiddush of the Rashi, because the Rashba, in explaining this Gemara of Chav Beis, tells us that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan mentioned the case of Anach Anchuye. Why is that true? What was wrong with the case of Anya Duye? So the Rashba points out, Enochinami, that Hu Hadin Havi Matsiluk Meba Anya Duye. Rabbi Yochanan could have stuck with the case of Reish Lakish, but he wanted to tell you even a greater chiddush. Afilu anchan chuyei. After all, Adi Adui is a very unusual case. It's an unusual ukimta. The Kelev took it and threw it. Rabbi Yochanan said there's no need to come on to that type of ukimta. But one could envision the similar case even in ancha anchuyei. But that's a very great chiddush. If the Rashba writes that hu hadinami matzi lo ukme ba Adi Adui means that the fact that there would be koa kocho does not trouble Rabbi Yochanan, because apparently Koh Kocho is considered to be Kekocho Dami as well. So an important machlokus between Tosfos and the Rashi. So he left off discussing the Shitas HaRambam, or Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam is in agreement with Tosfos, that Koh Kocho is Lav Kekocho Dami. Because when the Rambam presents this halacha, Perek Beis Halacha Yedzayin of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam mentions the distinction between the case of Anchan Chuyeh as opposed to Ad Yaduyeh. The Rambam writes that if it's a case im hinicha begadish, then we understand that on the makam charoi yopei nezek shalim, and shara galish yopei chatzi nezek. But then the Rambam adds, if hayim megare sachala, but if it's a case of Ad Yaduyeh, in such a case, then one would not be chayiv for the galish. On the makom hagacheles, you'd be chayiv chatzinezer, because that's a case of tzuros. But the Rambam writes on shar hagadish potter. You're potter for the shar hagadish, which means Rabbi Yochanan bedafkanaka, as the shita of Tosus, because kokocho is not considered to be kokocho dami. So the Kesef Mishnah points out, divrei rabbeinu mavur kedivrei hatosus, that the Rambam Shita is like Tosus' Shita against the Rosh, that we don't assume that Koh Kocho is considered to be comparable to the case of Kocho. That would mean that what is true when it comes to Ritzicha is true when it comes to Nezikin as well. So how does the Rambam present this halacha in Hilchos Rotzeach? So the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav of Hilchos Rotzeach, presents this halacha when it comes to the Chiyuv of Galus. That Gemara Makos and Daf Chesem Aleph that tells us that if a person kills B'koa Kocho, in such a case, he is Potrim in HaGalus. So the Rambam explains the following case. Let's assume, for example, a person has an axe, and Nishmat HaBarzel Mikato, and a person goes ahead and swings that axe, and the iron axe head falls off and it kills someone. So in such a case, the Rambam writes that Hareza Gola, that person is Chayiv Golos. If it is, however, Nishmat HaBarzel Min HaEitz HaMizbakeya, then Eino Gola, because that is not considered to be a case of Kocho, but that is considered to be a case of Koach Kocho. What exactly is that case? The Sugyan Makos, as the Kesef Mishnah quotes, tells us the following. If it was a case where it was min ha'etz ha'misbakeya, in such a case, that is different. How do you understand that instance? That is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi understands that sugin makos and of zainu et beis and of chesem et aleph telling us the following. A person goes ahead and swings the axe. Rashi understands if the head of the axe falls off and it kills someone, so according to the Chachamim, one is chayiv golos. If, however, a person swings the axe into the tree, and Rashi explains the case that a chip of wood now flies and kills someone, in that case, eino gola. That's how Rashi understands, right, the Mishnah. If it was the part of the axe that killed someone, the head of the axe flew off, in such a case, one is chayiv golos. If, however, it was the wood chip, then one is considered to be potter. The Rambam understands this differently, because the Rambam writes the following, Nishmat HaBarzel Mikato V'Horag Hareza Gola. If, however, Nishmat HaBarzel Min HaEitz HaMisbakeya, that's not like Rashi. The Rambam writes the two cases of the following. Number one is Nishmat HaBarzel Mikato V'Horag, when it's Chayiv Golos. If it was Nishmat HaBarzel Min HaEitz HaMisbakeya, what does that mean? That the head fell off as a result of the tree, then Eino Gola. So the case of Mishnah points out that you see the Rambam understood the Gemara very different than Rashi. According to the Rambam, what are the two cases? Right? In all instances, the person was killed as a result of the head of that axe. But the question is the following. Right? How did that happen? The case that one is Chayiv Golos is where the axe head flew off as a result of the force of the swing. He swung the axe, and as a result, the head fell off. That's Kocho. What's the case that you're a potter? Here the Rambam writes the following, that the reason that the head of the axe flew off was because of the impact against the tree. The Rambam writes, Nishmat ha-barzel min ha-eitz ha-mispakeya. A person goes ahead and swings the axe and it hits the tree. As a result of the force of the impact, all of a sudden the head falls off and hits someone. That, the Rambam characterizes as a case of koa kolcho. If you'll swing and it falls off, that's called kolcho. If it's swing and it hits the tree and the impact causes it to dislodge, that is considered to be a case of koa kolcho. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara Malkos and Daf Ches, that in such a case, koa kolcho is potter min hagolus. Why is that true? Here the Rambam writes, because koa kolcho is considered to be v'nimtza kamo ones. That's considered to be comparable to a case of Onis. That's the mashal of the Rambam. And the Rambam continues and says, V'chein hazorak evin l'tamar. If a person will throw his rock or a stone against the tamar, l'hapil tamarim, and all of a sudden, v'naflu min ha-tamar alatinot v'harogu, again, you create a chain reaction. You throw against the tree, it hits, causes tamarim to fall, the tamarim kill a child, for example. In such a case, you are potter again, because that's considered to be a case of Koa kocho. So the Rambam writes when it comes to Ritzicha as well as when it comes to Golos, Koa kocho is lau ka kocho dami, but what's fascinating is the reason that the Rambam gives, because that is considered to be crumpled to a case of onus. What exactly does the Rambam mean that it's considered to be like a case of onus? Is it just a mashal ba'alma? That just as b'makom onus you would be potter min ha-golos or potter min ha-matzicha, the same thing is true when it comes to koa kocho? Or is there something, right, more inherent in this mashlo of the Rambam, equating koa kocho with the case of ones? So how exactly do we understand, right, the instance of ones rachmana patrei? Why is it that when it comes to an act of ones, that one in fact is considered to be potter? And here, one could envision a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that ones is simply considered to be a ptur onesh. That there is an onesh which is bemezid, even b'shogeg, kapar is necessary, right? There's a chi of carbon, for example, but as you know, that ones rachmana patrei, based on the pasuk of l'naro sasadavar, the ramchav beis, maybe one could argue l'naro sasadavar is considered to be a ptur. But perhaps one could argue, even above and beyond that, that ones is not simply a ptur onesh, but much more than that. That ones is considered to be what we would term a hafka, hafka samaisa. It means there is no attribution. If I go ahead and do something b'mezid, obviously, the consequence is a result of my act. The same thing certainly is true when it comes to shogeg, regardless of whether I knew that this was right or this was wrong, but certainly we attribute that result to that which I did. Is that true when it comes to a case of ones? Maybe one could argue a much greater chiddush that onus is not just simply considered to be a ptur, but onus is considered to be a hafkos hamaisa. There's no attribution, there's no link between the cause and the effect. The Torah does not view onus as causality, and therefore it's considered to be that which is a hafka. Why should you assume, is there any indicator to maintain that onus is more than simply a ptur, but rather is considered to be a hafka? If you look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a fascinating application. The Gemara says the following, Ezeu Nevan. What is an example of an animal that was used for Avodah Zarah, and in such a case, the animal is Nesar? So, the Gemara says that kol she'ovden oso, if a person worships this animal, of course, it's a chefze shel avodah zarah. And the Braisa continues and tells us that ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben ba'ones, ben b'ratzon. That's true whether it's mezid, shogeg, or even ba'ones. Even ba'ones. The Gemara is very troubled by that. What is that case of ones? The Gemara suggests maybe it's referring to Amram bar Chama, Kagon sha'ansu ov de kochavim v'ishtachave libehem tal didei. Maybe we're talking about a case where the goyim forced you. Right, as Tosus points out, Pirush Ansu Sha'amra Laharga Im Lo Yishtacha Vemelav. Right, you're threatened. Right, the Goyim come and they say, if you don't bow down and you don't worship this, we will kill you. And a person goes ahead and does so. So the Gemara says the following: can that be the case, where we assume Ezel Nevad? How can that be? Maskif L'Rab Zera Ones Rachmana Patre Tichsev Lanar L'Sasa Davar. That's a very great Chiddush. Here the Gemara is not dealing with Onshin, whether the person is responsible for his act. We want to know whether this is considered to be a Cheftza Shel Avodah Zarah. Is it Nevad or is it not? And the Gemara says, since Ones Rachmana Patre, you cannot label that behema as a Cheftza Shel Avodah Zarah. That sounds like a very, very great Chiddush. If all Ones Rachmana Patre be is a Ptur Onesh, nu mehecha teisi. So good, you didn't violate this or bemezid, it was under duress, I understand, but undeniably, right, the animal was worshipped. The Gemara assumes that Ones Rachmana Patre means this is not called a Cheftza Shel Avodah Zarah. Poshim Shat, that seems to indicate much more, that Ones is considered to be a Hafka. It means that if a person did so makom Ones, it is not considered to be as though you worship this animal, and therefore how can it be that animal is Nesar? That Kasha, the Gemara, seems to indicate very clearly that it is much more than simply a Ptur. The Gemara, for example, in the very beginning of Ksuvis, discusses cases of a Kium Hatnai Ba'ones. Doesn't it also seem to indicate a Hafka? A person goes ahead and gives a get to his wife, right, saying that this get will be Chal Im Lo Basi, if I don't return. Right, he's going on a trip, he's going on a risky journey, right, and he's afraid that he may not come back, so he says, look, if I don't return within this given amount of time, so in such a case, the get is considered to be a get. And the Gemara describes the case where he's attempting to come back, and all of a sudden, Pascha Mavra, the bridge is out, the boats aren't crossing. He's attempting to come back, but he can't make it. So the Gemara suggests, what do you mean, that Ones Rachmana Patre? In the sense, a very great Chiddush. Again, we're not dealing with an Onesh. Here we're arguing, was this a Kiyum Hatnai, or was it not considered to be a Kiyum Hatnai? Did he fulfill the condition of coming or failing to come? And the Gemara is willing to assume that if his failure to come is machmas ones, in such a case, that is not considered to be a kiyum hatnai of lo basi. What do you mean? He didn't show. How can you argue that ones would apply in that particular case? Again, we're not faulting, we're not blaming, but simply the reality of did he or did he not return? The Gemara is assuming a very great Chiddush, the bonus is relevant for Kiyum Hatnai, so therefore apparently you see that it's considered to be a Hafka. It's as though the Tnai was unfulfilled because of the situation of Ones. That does not sound like simply an Onesh of Ones Rachmana Patre, but that which is considered to be Hafka. We don't attribute. Right, that's considered to be a very great Chiddush. In that particular instance, maybe that's considered to be the Geder of Ones. The Gemara in the beginning of Ksuvas, the case of Avodah Zarah regarding the instance of Ne'evah. This perhaps is relevant for the Gemara and Dav Chavav, right, and the Tosus and Dav Chav Zayin Amud Beis, regarding the Sugya of Adam Muad La'olam. Here the Gemara tells us that, look, when it comes to Adam Hamazik, so Adam Muad La'olam. Well, that certainly applies in cases of Shogay. The person didn't know what was wrong. Irrelevant. What happens in a case of Ones? Do you assume Adam Muad La'olam b'makom Ones? So that is a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim. And here you find three deos in Rishonim. Tosus, Chav Zanabeit, Ramaskilu Shmuel Amar Bafela Shanu. Tosus quotes a fascinating split. When do you assume Adam Muad La'olam? When do you assume we do not say that? When do we assume that Adam is Potter? So Tosus assumes as a Davar Poshut that Ba'ones Gamur Adam is Potter. We do not assume Adam Muad La'olam. We certainly do not assume that Ba'ones Gamur a person is Chaya for Hezek. When do you assume Adam Muad La'olam? So Tosos quotes the Gemara of Metzian of Tzadi Dalet Amid Bey is a very different context. And Tosos takes that Srichas of the Gemara and applies it lahalach in the case of Adam or the Olam, a fascinating Chiddush. The Gemara of Metzian is talking about Shomrim, a Shomer Sachar. Is chayiv in cases of Gneva, chayiv in cases of Aveda. A Shomer Chinam is potter in cases of Gneva, potter in cases of Aveda. Why is it necessary to emphasize Gneva and Aveda? Couldn't one argue just intuitively that what is true of one is true of the other? If you're chayiv, you're chayiv in both. If you're potter, you're potter in both. So that's what the Gemara comments. Not necessarily. One does not necessarily assume what is true of Gneva would be true of Aveda. Why is that the case? There the Gemara points out the following distinction, that Gneva is krova la'ones, and Aveda is krova la'pshia. I could have easily distinguished. Had the halacha not equated the two, I certainly could have distinguished. If something is stolen, that's bordering on an ones. The fact that you lost the chafetz, that's bordering on Shia. So I could have argued that a Shomer Sachar is Potter in Gneva but Chayiv for Aveda. Or maybe I could have argued that a Shomer Chinam is Potter in Gneva but Chayiv in Aveda. So therefore, the Halacha equates the two and tells us that is not true. We don't distinguish between Gneva and Aveda. A Shomer Chinam is Potter in both. A Shomer Sachar is Chayiv in both. When you see that Gemara of Metzian of Tzayin Alma Beis, it's like a tzrichasa, no, a havamina. You could have, should have distinguished between the two, but the halacha tells us that's not the case. We don't view Aveda as pshia, we don't view Gneva as onus, and in such a case, right, what is true of one is true of the other. So you leave that sugya with no nafgamin at all between Gneva and Aveda. All of a sudden, Tosos says, no, there's no nafgamin when it comes to Shomrim. The Shomer Chinam is potter in both, the Shomer Sachar is chayiv in both. But that is a very legitimate distinction that Gneva is Karav L'Ones and Aveda is Karav L'Pshia. No, L'may Nafgamina. There's no Nafgamina in Shomrim. So Tosos writes this incredible Chiddush. There is a Nafgamina when it comes to Adam Ur L'Olam. Adam Ur L'Olam is in cases where it's Karav L'Pshia, but not in cases that are Karav L'Ones. That's Tosos's Chiddush. If it's an ones gamur, certainly one is potter. And even if it's krovel ones, a person is potter. Mashein kein, if it's krovel pshia, in such case, one is considered to be chayiv. So that's the shita of Tosos. It's interesting, according to Tosos, a shomer sachar is chayiv, but adam ur olam, that's not true. If it's a case which is kein gneva, Shomer Sachar, yes, is chayiv, but we don't apply the principle Adam Ur L'Olam. That's Tosos's Chiddush. Not only do we assume that Adam Ur L'Olam does not apply by Ones Gamur, it doesn't even apply in a case of Krova L'Ones. That is Tosos Hashita. And that is a pretty fundamental machlokes. If you look, for example, in the Shita Mekubetzes, found in Bav Metzia and Daf Pei Beis and Beis, the Ramaskel Va'osa, the Ramban writes that is not true, that Adam Ur La'olam, even in Ones Gamur, even in a case of Ones Gamur. That machlokes could revolve around, right, a fairly essential issue, right, and that is, what is the basis of the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik? Why is it that Adam HaMazik is chayiv? The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, right, has a fascinating lashon. After all, the Gemara tells us that, according to Rav, Mave is Adam. Shor is commonly the shor, and Mav is Adam. Mav is included in the Mishnah. And why are you chayiv for the Arbavos Nezikin, Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever? The opening Mishnah of the Masechta tells us because Shmirasan Alecha. Shmirasan Alecha. And that sounds somewhat unusual. Now, Bishlam, according to Shmuel, if you're referring to, right, Mamon HaMazik, why am I chayiv for Mamon HaMazik? The answer is Because the Torah posits a chiyuv shmira. Shmira san alecha. You should have prevented it. You should have watched your shore. You should have watched the boar. Makes sense. If the Mishnah includes Adam, so how do you understand the Sara Shava Shabahan? Shmira san alecha. What do you mean shmira san alecha? How does that apply to Adam? Shmira san alecha. The Gemara says, not so terrible. Not so terrible. After all, when it comes to Adam, the phrase of the Gemara, Adam shmiras gufo alav. Interesting. Shmiras gufo alav. Well, okay, again, you see that Gemara? It can fit in the Mishnah. Because a person has to watch his actions. So therefore, you can speak about a chiyuv shmira even when it comes to Adam Hamazik. But the question is that line in the Gemara more fundamental? Why is it that when it's chayav for Adam Hamazik, one could have argued, Bishlam, when it comes to Mamon Hamazik, that's a chiyuv shmira. Adam Hamazik, why are you chayav? Why are you chayav? You're chayav for the Maisa Hezek. Maisa Hezek. If I damage, I'm chayiv. If I didn't damage, my shore damaged, then you can begin to ask me, why am I chayiv? The answer is because you didn't properly exercise your chiyuv shmira. But here the Gemara says that Adam shmiras gufa alav. Adam shmiras gufa alav. Could one suggest that perhaps what is true of Mamon Hamazik is even true of Adam Hamazik, that a person is chayiv because of some negligence in shmiras gufa? If that's the case, very mistaber, as Tosus would assume, that if it's considered to be ba'ones gamur, there's no halach of adam or the olam, because as we've discussed many times, when it comes to ones, there's no chiyuv shmira. What are you expected to do? Prevent what? There's no chisaron in shmiras mamon and shmiras atzmo if something is ba'ones gamur. Tosus's case, a person sleeping, and someone goes ahead and puts kelim right next to them. Right? And all of a sudden, in the course of sleeping, they turn over and break the kli. That's a chisaron and shmiras gufo. What more did you expect the person to do? You expect him to constantly wake up at night to check and see if there was any chafetz next to him. If he went to sleep in such a position, I understand. Right? So that itself is considered to be an act of shia. However, if this occurred subsequently, so what do you expect a person to do? If you assume that even in Adam Hamazik there's a concept of Adam Shmiras Gufolav, you understand very well that that can't apply when it comes to Onsin. That's why Tosus assumes that Davra Pashut, that Ones Rachmana Patri applies not only to Onshi HaGuf, it applies even to Maisa Hezek Tashlumi Mamon, and therefore one is considered to be Pater. The Ramban disagrees. That Ramban above Metzia, that Pebe Yismud Beis, assumes it's not true. Adam Mu'ad La'olam, even in a case of Ones Gamur. In an Ones, no, certainly. There was no breach of your Chiyuv Shmira. But that's not the basis of Chiyuv when it comes to Adam. Adam is Chayiv, right, as a direct Maisa Hezek. The Ramban is bothered. How can that be? Don't we know, for example, the Ramban raises the kasha, Taba Human Shekil Kel Potter. Let's assume, for example, right, you hire an Uman who's a pro. And in the course of what he is doing, right, he breaks the chayfetz. But it didn't result from any negligence. You're dealing with a Tabach Uman. A tabach uman shekil kel is potter. Why should that be? According to Tosfos, it's very good. If you're dealing with a person who should not have done so, he's an amateur. He had no right to do it. And the chafetz broke. Well, that's considered to be an element of pshia. That's already karov the pshia and a person is chayiv. If you're dealing with a tabach uman shekil kel, in such a case, no one is perfect. Right? Every craftsman will tell you that sometimes, right, this happens. In such an instance, an uman taba shekil kel is potter. But according to the Ramban, that even ba'ones gamur, one is chayiv, so therefore the Ramban is bothered. Why is it that a taba uman shekil kel is potter? Why should that be the case? So the Ramban writes a very great chiddush. We'll have to discuss this in the future. Now, Ramban writes, ein uman hatoba malachto mishum mazik. Interesting chiddush. A taba uman shekil kel does not have a shem mazik. Just in Yiddish. Adam hamazik is chayv in a case of ones gamur. Tabach umen shekilkel, that is not called adam hamazik. It's almost as though you have to have a shame mazik. Shame mazik. So if I destroy someone's chayfetz, I have a shame mazik. Whether it's ba'ones, whether it's baratzon, if you hire me to perform a particular craft, al pidin, I don't have a shame mazik at all. This touches on what we discussed earlier, right? An interesting chiddush that you see from the very beginning of the Masechta, that's the chiddush the Priskarav, and so on, that why exactly are you chayiv in cases of nezikin? It doesn't seem to be a svara pshuta that given you're chayiv. You're chayiv because the Torah creates categories of shor, bor, ma, ve'ever, and there are avos and there are toldos. If I were to ask you, why are you chayiv for chilul Shabbos? You wouldn't tell me, of course you're chayiv. You would tell me because there are certain categories of lamates malachos, and if you're going to be chayiv for something else, you have to attribute. You have to argue that, you know what, this is a told of this. That's what it seems in the Gemara as well when it comes to Nezikin. It's not just a svara pshuta that obviously you're chayiv. You're chayiv because the Torah created a chaloshem, shor bor ma vehever, and if you plug into that, you're going to be chayiv. And if you have a case that is slightly different, the Gemara Daf Hamud Beis, Vavmud Aleph, Kishadis, Tzanashav Shabem, you have to come up with a limud, a drasha, in order to create a chiyuv. And that's what the Rif assumed, that that's the suffix of the Gemara, whether a toldo same kayotze behem or lav kayotze behem. If you're chayiv for a tolda, does a tolda exactly resemble lav? Does it not exactly resemble lav? But one thing is clear, you're not just simply dealing with the sarab shuta, that if I cause to have sid mamon, I'm chayiv. No, you have to label. What is this? And if you take a look in the Rush, in the beginning, sugya is also a fundamental issue. When you derive something from etzad hashav shabehen, a combination, for example, of eish and bor, avnas akina maso, and yichab rosh gago. So in such a case, what is that? Is that called eish? Is that called bor? Is there a ptur tamun? What is the halach in such a case? Is there a ptur kelim? You see, you're dealing with a chaloshem hezek. It's not just simply enough to say, hefsid mama. The Ramban writes this great Kiddush that that's true when it comes to Adam HaMazik as well. In order to be chayiv, it's not enough to be a mafsid mamon chavera. You have to have a shem mazik. And the Ramban writes the following Kiddush: certain people do not have a shem mazik. An uman does not have a shem mazik. A shomer does not have a shem mazik. So therefore, even if you'll argue that a mazik is always chayiv, even in the case of ones gamor, a shomer is not chayiv in ones gamor. And an uman is not chayiv in ones gamor. Why is that true? The Rabban writes the beautiful chiddush because they lack a shem mazik. Interesting chiddush. But when you have a shem mazik, you're not a shomer, you're not an uman. You are going to be chayiv even in cases of ones gamor. So Tosus writes that Adam Mu'ad Olam applies in cases that are karov lipshia, but karov lones is pater. The Ramban writes ones gamur is pater. And the third shita in the sugin bavakam adav chavzayin amad aleph, the shita mukavetzes, the view of Rabbeinu Yishai and the view of the Riva, interesting chiddush, that Adam Hamazik is identical to shomer sachar. That's not like the Ramban, not like Tosus. Tosus is willing to assume there are cases that a shomer sachar is chayiv that we wouldn't assume adam u'olam. You don't require an ones gamur. The Shita Gebetzes writes very simply, eizo onsen mechayiv. So very simply, right? Mikoma shomer sachar chayiv. Adam hamazik dami l'shomer sachar. That's the third shita. Adam hamazik is similar to a case of shomer sachar. That's not like Tosus, not like the Ramban. What is the link between Adam hamazik in a case of shomer sachar? So according to Ramban, there's no link whatsoever. Shomer sachar is not a mazik. Completely different halachos, entirely. Even according to Tosus, there's no link. After all, Shema Sakh, we discussed many times, the basis of that chiyuv is Yischaivus Midas. We wouldn't make you chayiv. We don't assume Adam or the Olam in cases of Geneva. But when it comes to Shomer, no, those were the terms of the Shmira. You agreed. That's what he called the Yischaivus Midas. Why does the Shita Gobetzis assume that again that Adam Azik is like the case of Shomer Sachar? So Pasha Pshat, one could argue the following. And that is that why is it that there's a chiyuv in cases of Gneiva in Aveda? So Shomer Sachar, it's true, that's a model of Yischaivus Midas. But we discussed earlier that Sugyan Daf Nun Vavum Abeis of a Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda. Rav Yosef says a Shomer Aveda is chayiv in Gneiva of Aveda. Shomer Aveda is Dino Kishomer Sachar. Why in the world is that true? Why is a Shomer Aveda like a Shomer Sachar? So the Gemara puts forth two possibilities, as you know. So one is the fancy Chiddush of Prutat Rav Yosef, that Osek the Mitzvah, Potem and Mitzvah. He is gaining. It's true, right? He's not being paid 100 cents on the dollar. He's not being paid, right, for all the efforts. Yeah, but nonetheless, right, he's paying something. He has some benefit. And a great Chiddush, no doubt, that even though that benefit is not a result of the Baal HaChefetz, Baal HaChefetz is not giving him a penny. It means the halachic construct, the Osek B'Mitzvah. So that's considered to be some gain. It's a fascinating Chiddush, to what extent we really assume that for all halachos, the Shomer Aveda is considered to be like a Shomer Sachar. That's one possibility. What was the other possibility in the Gemara? The halachor is relevant for us. You know why that a Shomer Aveda is chayav in Gneiva Aveda? Because Shabdei Rachmana Bal Korcha. Because the Torah creates a Shibud. In other words, when you're dealing with the case of Yischaivus Midas, that's up to you. So you get together with the Baal HaChefetz and you work out the terms. You want to be chayiv, you want to be potter, no problem. A Shomer Aveda is not Yischaivus Midas. It's not that out of the goodness of my heart I agreed to watch your chayfetz and I agreed to certain terms. And if I were to argue that I'll be happy to return the chayfetz to you, but I don't want to be chayim v'gneiv aveda, of course you don't have that right. The reason you're obligated to do so is because of the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, the isra of losucha lehisalem, rachmana shabdei bal korcha. What exactly does that mean? Well, in terms of degrees of Shmira, Shmira Pchusa, Shmira Ma'ula, the highest form of Shmira is required when you're dealing with a Shibud, as opposed to a case of Yischaivus Midas. Maybe one could argue, well, if that's true, why not obligate him by Onsim as well? So that we pointed out that no, Onis is not a function of a Chiv Shmira at all. Onus is because a shoel is nichnas tachas habaylim, kinyonim, a ganav, a gazlin. A shomer aveda does not have kinyonim, he's nichnas tachas habaylim. All he can have is the highest level of shmira. So good. So rachmana shabdei bal korcha. And that shibud is the highest level of shibud, namely shomer sachar. If that's true, you understand that shomer sachar serves, right, as the indicator of the highest level of achrayus, the highest level of shmira. And when does that kick in? Well, it can kick in if you agree to it, that's a shomer sachar, or it could kick in if the Torah creates the shibud. Pashrim Shah, that's the chiddush of Adam HaMazik. Obviously, Adam HaMazik is not Yischaivus Midas. That's an agreement. I break your window, right, with the understanding that I will pay you for it. And that's our contractual consent? Of course not. There's a shibud. Rachmana Shabdei. That's what Tosfos points out in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Nezikin is a shibud that the Torah imposes. That's why Tosfos says, we'll assume shibud d'araisa. When it comes to Hezek, we won't assume shibud d'araisa when it comes to Halva. Because Hezek is a shibud. Poshim Shat asked the Shit Mukobetzes, Rachmona Shali Balkaracho. Just as the Gemara says, what is true of a Shomer Shachar is true of a Shomer Aveda, here what is true of a Shomer Shachar is true of Adam Hamazik. That's the Chiddush. But the Shit assumes that it can be Chayiv in cases of Geneva and Aveda. Just in terms of the relation to us, why is it that the Rishonim would assume that Adam Hamazik is Potter in a case of Onus? Tosus or the Shittim Govet says? Well, here the Chora, there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is, very literally, Shmiras Gufo. Shmiras Gufo. Even Adam Hamazik is a function of a Chiyuv Shmira. And Ba'onis Gamur, that is not considered to be a Chisaron, a breach of one's Chovas HaShmira. And in such a case, that's why Rov Rishonim assumed that Adam Urlom does not apply in that case. If one would be willing to accept the Chiddush that Onis is a Hafgas HaMaisa, so of course. If that means there's no attribution, so therefore, even though Adam Udolam, that effect is not attributed to me, to my act, and therefore, of course, we wouldn't assume that Adam Udolam be chayv in a case of Onis Gamor. However, if you assume like the Ramban, that Adam Udolam applies b'makom Onis, Poshim Shat, one could derive the following, that number one, when it comes to Adam Hamazik, the Yisod of Adam Hamazik is not Shmiras Gufo. It's true that the Mishnah uses that broader terminology to account for everything, Shor Bor Maven Hever, but Adam Shmiras Gufo does not mean to indicate that that is the Mechayiv. The Mechayiv of Adam Hamazik is Maisa Hezek. But apparently you see, according to the Ramban, that even Ba'ones Gamur, it is considered to be Maisa Hedet, Maisa Hezek. It is your act. There is attribution. Afilu Ba'ones Gamur. And therefore you are Chayim. Ones Rachmana Patre is a Ptur when it comes to On Shehaguf. But it is not a Ptur when it comes to a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And therefore the Ptur does not apply. But the act is yours. If one would argue that Onas Rachmana Patri is an absolute Hafgas HaMaisa, the Yechidish to assume the possibility of the Ramban that Adam Mu'ad La'olam in cases of Ones Gamur. According to other Rishonim, you have a few possibilities. Number one, that perhaps it is a hafka, or maybe number two, that Adam Shmir Skufalov. Even if it's your act, there was no element of pshia that was involved, and in such a case, one in fact would be potter. This could be related, what I've mentioned in earlier, to what you find in Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger. It's found in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Dibur Masil is Sham Rashi, where Rabbi Kiveger raises the suffix of Kimli Rabinei, right, B'makom Ones. Rabbi Kiveger writes, we certainly assume that Chayvi Misa Shogim Terminat Tashlumin. What would you say in a case of Ones? Mikomakom, Rabbi Kiveger suggests perhaps, Ba'ones, Lav Din Isser Misa Yeshbo. It's not that there is even an Isser Misa. It's just that one is potter min ha'onesh. After all, because the ones min ha'torah mutter, v'lo avar klum. Ones is not even considered to be a maisa avera at all. And that's why one could argue, chavi misa shogegim p'tur min ha'tashlumin. But when it comes to an ones, lo avar klum. V'naf gamina ledidon b'chavi misos im ose ba'ones v'kora az shirayim shel chavero. One is certainly chayiv in that particular case, because one would not assume a kim leder abmine. Chayiv misa shogim turna tashlum, but not in a case of ones. Ones is not just simply a ptur onshin, but it's not considered to be a maisa avera. If you look in Ramah, for example, in Hilchos Nida, Yerodei, and Kuf Pehe, in Siv Dalet, what happens if Baal Ishto Shelo B'Shaz Vesta, and all of a sudden pierce the dam? So the Ramah writes that that's considered to be an onus. If we B'Shaz Vesta, that's considered to be a shogeg, and one is chayv a karbon. If it would be B'Shaz Vesta, yes, Shelo B'Shaz Vesta, no. It's something that was absolutely unanticipated. The Ramah says that's considered to be an ones, and then the Ramah adds, but ones ain't on sricha kapara. Right? There's no kapara which is necessary. There's no ritsui. It's not just there's a patur karban, right? No kapara is needed. Pashup shat according to Ramah, right? Again, that ones rachmana patre, perhaps it's not even considered to be right, the maisa veira. The Rambam, for example, in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, right? The Rambam stresses ben bezodon ben bishkaga. Shuv is necessary b'mezid b'shogeg. Right, the glaring omission, right, that the Rambam does not mention. Onus even requiring shuva. That's interesting. A different shir. You can take the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayis and Rishon Maseches Yuma. And the fact then al chait we mentioned ba'onus of haratzon. Is that an indicator that onus al pidin has a status of ma'aseh? But again, so the Rush writes that perhaps it's considered to be more than that. It's considered to be that which is a hafka. How is that relevant for us again? When it comes to Ritzicha, there it's clear that Koa Kocha is considered to be Potter. The mashal of the Rambam is that it's considered to be comparable to a case of onus. And as we saw, the Rambam does not assume that this is a separate halacha when it comes to Ritzicha. But the Rambam assumes that this is also true when it comes to cases of mamon. And therefore the Rambam writes that koa kolcho is potter even in cases of mamon as well, right, against the Rosh, as the Kesem Mishnah pointed out, like the Sheet of Tosos, al shar hagodish potter. How does the Rambam know to assume that what is true of Ritzicha is true when it comes to Nizikin? Maybe Ritzicha would have a separate halacha. Well, the Rambam understands that the p'tur of koa kocho is comparable to a case of onus. If indeed onus is not just considered to be a p'tur, after all, if it's a p'tur of an onus misa, how do you know that that's true when it comes to mamon? But if you'll argue much more than that, that onus is considered to be a hafka, very mistaber then, that what is true of Ritzicha is true of Nezikin. And lechora, that's the mashal then of the Rambam. When the Rambam tells us that koa kocho is a reyu ka'ones, it's not just a mashal ba'alma. You know why koa kocho is potter? Because there's no attribution, because it's hafgasa maisa. If I go ahead and I propel something, so therefore its effect, right, is a result of that which I did. We attribute that consequence to my act. Pashrim Shat, the Chiddush of the Rambam and Koa Kocho, is there's no attribution. After all, the Gemara says it's all called a Grama. There's no attribution in that particular case. Maybe that's the indicator of the Rambam Shita regarding Koa Kocho. Hareyo Ka'ones, as the Rambam understands, that Ones Rachona Patre is not just a Ptur, but rather is considered to be a Hafga, perhaps as the Gemara of Adazar regarding Ne'evat, perhaps as the Kiyamatznai when it comes to the case of Ksuvis. And therefore, what the Rambam tells you is very literal. There are certain cases al pidin where we don't consider it to be your act. Well, there comes a point where your involvement is so indirect, that is true, koa kocho, and hu adinami in an exact sense when it comes to the case of onus as well. If there's no attribution in such a case, it would not make sense then to distinguish between nizikin, right, as opposed to cases of Ritzicha, and that's what the Ram maintains, that Koa Kocho is considered to be Lav Kikocho Dami. What about the Rosh Hashita? The Rosh who comments that Koa Kocho is considered to be Kikocho Dami, and the Rosh proves this from the Safek Libet Simchis, that Halacha Mosh Misinai is only coming to reduce, and therefore it must be that the assumption is one should be Chayiv, and the only reason to exempt is based on the Halacha Mosh Misinai. So if you look in Itziv, in Merom Esadeh, then Itziv in our Gemara cites this Rosh and points out he finds this very, very difficult. After all, Va'anochi va'ani matzasi har be'lahachmir. Is that really true? That Halacha Moshe Misinai is never l'chumra. Halacha Moshe Misinai is always l'kula. Nathan Hasid points out that's not the case. L'dugma, he writes, Maseches Olos, right, the beginning of Perek Yudalot of Maseches Olos, Haziz Mevi Es HaTuma B'Kol Shehu. Normally, in order to transmit Tuma, there has to be a Gag, which is a Tefach. And the Mishnah tells us there are exceptions to that. Haziz, if you have something which is protruding, it can be Mevi Es HaTuma even B'Kol Shehu. And then it still points out, "V'hu halacha Moshe Misinai, k'ne mevor Hashem, b'pirush Mishnayis la'Ramba." Right, that's halacha Moshe Misinai. That min hadin by tefach kiyadua, and here you have the halacha la'fushe tuma. And ukayotze harbe, there are many examples of halacha Moshe Misinai, which is l'chumra. And the fact that the Rosh points to the Gemara in Sukkah and Davav Mudbeis, that halacha Moshe Misinai, that a dolphin can be a tefach, so that's a raya of what is always true of halacha Moshe Misinai. The chora habirisham divided Rabban Rab Shimon lo miflage bepirisha halacha, but that was the halacha Moshe Misinai. Demand de gomer mi rabbe halacha gomer upirusha betzida. Part of the halacha Moshe Misinai is whether it's coming to reduce or coming to embellish. That's part of the halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? And one could envision halacha Moshe Misinai the chumra, halacha Moshe Misinai, which is the kula. What exactly does the Rosh mean? You see from Sumchis, this is true according to the Chacham, halacha Moshe Misinai is to reduce and not. So how can that be? So then it's if argues, you certainly cannot interpret this Rosh, right, based on simple phase value. That halacha Moshe Misinai is always considered to be lakula. There must be something here, minei ubei, that indicates that this halacha Moshe Misinai is considered to be lakula, and therefore that is relevant for the shita not only of Sumchas, but even according to the Chachamim. So the Netziv explains very simply by arguing as follows. The Rosh is bothered by, right, the following kash. The Gemara raises the Abaye. What is the status of Koa Kolcha? Are you chayiv according to Simchas Nezek Shalom, or you chayiv Chatzi Nezek? The Netziv asks a very simple but a very significant kasha. Why does Rav Ashi ask this question only according to Simchas? We don't paskin like Simchas. Why shouldn't this question be posed? Aliba the Chachamim. The Chachamim maintain that Tzuros is chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So let me ask you a very simple question. Is that only kocho, or is that even koa kocho? Why do you have to come on to Simchas to raise this question? Isn't this a fundamental one? What is the halacha of koa kocho? Is it kocho or is it not? So the Netziv comments that al karchach, Rav Ashi had no suffix according to the Chachamim. According to the Chacham, it was a milsa de pshita. And therefore, the only makom safek was aliba de simchis. Otherwise, just ask the question in the most direct way, what is the status of koa kocha? So the Netziv writes very simply. So according to the Chacham, it is obvious. The question, of course, is obvious what? Obvious that koa kocha is kakocho dami? Or obvious that koa kocha is lav kakocho dami? It's a milsa de pshita, because Rashi doesn't even raise that issue. But what was Rav Ashi's thinking? Are you obviously chayiv or obviously potter? Was the starting point that ko kocho is lav kocho dami? Was the starting point ko kocho is kocho dami? So that's the Rashi's argument. That it's obvious from the kasha of Rav Ashi that ko kocho is kocho dami. Because if you were to argue the opposite is true, that according to the Chachamim, Koa Kocho is Lav Kekocho Dami, and then you would be Potter. In other words, according to the Chachamim, you are obviously Potter. But Rav Ashi has a Suffolk according to Simchas. What would that Suffolk be? What would its Dadim be according to Simchas? Koa Kocho is obviously Lav Kekocho Dami. So what should its Dadim HaSuffolk be according to the view of Simchas? Well, one side should be your potter, because koa kocho is lav kakocho dami. Maybe the other side is you should be chayv chatzi nezek because of the halacha Moshe Misinai of tzuros, which doesn't apply according to simchas of kocho, but maybe it applies to koa kocho. But that's not what Ravashi said. Ravashi's suffik was not potter or chatzi nezek. Ravashi's suffik was nezek shalem or chatzi nezek. The fact that sumchis, that Ravashi presented the shayla aliba de sumchis, and the question is whether half or all as opposed to half for nothing, that is an indicator that kochu is considered to be kekochu dami. Because if you were to assume that kochu was lav kekochu dami, that should not be the suffix according to sumchis. So you see from the suffix within sumchis what is true according to the view of the Chachamim, that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is reducing. It's reducing. Not necessarily this is always true in every single application, but here it is obvious. Because if you're going to argue that Koa Kocho is Lav Kekocho Dami, and Lacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to create a Chiyuv, so therefore the Safek should be a Libet HaSumchus that maybe you're Potel Gamrei, or maybe you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Not maybe you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, or maybe you're Chayiv Nezek Shomei. That's what the Netziv writes. Now don't misinterpret the Rush that this is true when it comes to everything. This is true here. In other words, what do you see? You see from the Safek Aliba de Sumchis what is true Aliba de Chachamim. So here, the Netziv writes, Acharifus, that's exactly what the Rush writes when it comes to Sukkah. That's the Mashal of the Rush. What's the issue when it comes to Sukkah? So just a little bit of background. Now, the Pasuk mentions Sukkos. It's read Sukkos, but it's pronounced Sukkas. That's the Sugi in Sukkah and Davav, the Sugi in Sanherin Davdal, the Yeshim, the Mikre, and the Masores. So this is how the Gemara begins. According to Rab Shimon assumes Yeshim, the Mikre. So you always follow the way the Pasuk is read. And therefore you have Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. 2, 2, 2. No, that's a total of 6. Dal chad begufe, the Gemara says, wait, you can't be Dorish the first pasuk. The first pasuk is needed to tell us that you have to have a sukkah. So therefore the first is out. But you're left with sukkos, sukkos, 2 and 2 is 4. So Reb Shimon says you require 4 defanas. Now you have halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Lacha Moshe Mi-Sinai tells us that, you know what, one of those defanos, the fourth, can even be a tefach, and therefore 3+. That's Reb Shimon's shita. According to the Chachamim, no, that's not true. Yesh em lamasores means that you look at the way the pasuk is written, and therefore sukkos and sukkas and sukkas is a total of 4. 4, not 6. Well, dal chad legufe, you need 1 to tell us the halach of sukkah. So you're left with 3. You have halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, you have tefach. 1 of the 3 can even be a tefach, namely 2+. That's the Gemara. How do you know that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to reduce? Maybe one could argue the opposite is true. The halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to enhance, right? Not 2+, but you need 3 full defanos plus a 4th dofin, which is a tefach. You know how you know that that's wrong? That's the chiddush of the Netziv. Because of the Bar Plukta. Because of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's starting point is you have 4 defanos. You need complete walls, complete mechitzos entirely. And you have a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. What is the role of halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai according to Rabbi Shimon? Adding. You have to have a pentagon for a sukkah. It's not enough to have 4 complete walls. You have to have 4+. It's obvious from Rabbi Shimon that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is reducing the number of defanos. Within the drasha, you reduce the size of the dofin. That's obvious according to Reb Shimon. You have no choice according to Reb Shimon. You're going to argue that a sukkah that has 4 full defanos is insufficient. You have to have 4+ defanos. Makes no sense. You see from the sheet of Reb Shimon that the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is the gruyeh hudasa. And that is relevant then according to Chachamim. Theoretically, you could have said according to Chachamim, 3+. But you know that's not the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai from the Shita Reb Shimon. And we don't assume that the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, is what is the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? The Gruei or La Sufei? That certainly is not true. That's exactly parallel then to the case of Sumchis and the Chachamim. You see, according to the Chachamim, that Koa Kocho is Lav Kekocho Dami. Because otherwise, let Rav Ashi pose this issue according to the Chachamim. The only question is, what is the role of the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? Does Simchas agree, does he not? That's exactly the Chiddush, right? Alibi de Chachamim as well. That's how the Netziv understands the Chiddush of the Rush. It cannot be, Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula, that every single possible Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming Lekula, not Lechumra. Right? The Netziv points out it's against too many sugyas. Now, it must be that there's something Mineu Bei in the inner workings of these sugyas to indicate that that, in fact, is true. That's a fascinating Chiddush that the Netziv writes in Rome Sada, and that's the parallel. Right, that you find it's obvious in Sukkah, and here it's obvious, right, in our case, that it must be in these instances, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is in fact coming to reduce. What we'll do next time is the following, to simply this issue of Tur or Hafgah, we pointed out is relevant when it comes to cases of Grama, relevant when it comes to cases of Onis, and then, right, we touched on an earlier Gemara, the Gemara Bava Kama Dav Chavav Amad Beis, that case that we discussed when it comes to Shchita and Retzicha and Ezekin, the case of Haisa Evin Monachas Becheko, and all of a sudden, Va'amad, a person has something in his lap, and he stands. And all of a sudden, right, the triggers, right, the Chayfetz now begins to roll. So what is the halacha in such a case? Now, so that's where the Gemara told us that there's a difference between Shabbos, where we assume Leches Machsheves Asr Torah. The Gemara tells us when it comes to Golos, one is Potter. When it comes to Nezikin, however, one is considered to be Chayiv. So again, to what extent can one assume what is true of Rechitza, of Retzicha, is true of cases of Nezikin, is true of cases of Shabbos? Here the Gemara explicitly distinguishes. This is not exactly within the realm of Koach Sheni. After all, this is not a Koach Sheni. My standing propelled the Chayfetz. But this is what Rabbi Kiveger discusses in Simen Ches. This is in the world of Misaseh, where the result was absolutely unintended. There wasn't even Kavana Samaisa. I didn't realize that which I was doing. I thought I was doing A, ended up doing B. I thought I was standing. I did not realize that I was doing A. Maisa Shchita. What is the halacha of Misaseh? And there Rabbi Kiveger and Simen Ches, right, discusses exactly this issue. To what extent do we assume that Misaseh is a Ptur? To what extent do we assume that Misaseh is considered to be a Hafgah Samaisa? And Rabbi Kiveger's Nafgamina, just as in the Chedushim and Ksuvas Daf Lamed regarding Kindle Rabbinay, what would the halacha be of Kindle Rabbi B'makom Misaseh? And is there a basis to distinguish between cases of Golos, or cases of Shabbos, or cases when it comes to elements of Nezikin? Perhaps what is true of one is not at all true of the other. And that's the Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger develops of differences in Misaseh between Melech Shabbos, as opposed to cases of Hezek, when we assume it's a Ptur, when we assume that it's not the case. Rabbi Kiveger brings a fascinating Raya, right, from cases of Bal Yoram Bal Yimatzeh. The fact that it's possible to have a knas regarding Bayram Baymatzeh, even for Chametz She'eno Yadua. I did not know, right, that I possess Chametz. And all of a sudden I realized that it was in my possession. I realized that Lachar HaPesach. Right, we assume Lalach and Taf Mem Ches that that is also because of Chametz She'av LaPesach as a knas de Rabbanan. How can you have a knas when there wasn't any Kavanas Hamaisa at all? You can be konis shogeg atumezin. How can you be konis a case of Misasek unless you assume that Misasek is indeed considered to be a Maisa Aveira? So take a look if you can at that Shuvas Rabbi Kiveger, Simen Ches, the Gemara Krisus and Daf Yotes and Beis. And there's one more piece in Rabbi Kiveger. This is in the Tosus Rabbi Kiveger and the Mishnayos and Shabbos. In Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet, the case of Rismila and Shabbos, the Tosus Rabbi Kiveger, there, that disputes, Right, the Chiddush of Tosfos when it comes to the case of Misasek. So we'll finish up with this issue of Ones and Koa Koch on Misasek, and then we'll go on to just simply the Mishnah and Daf Yutes, right, the case of Shein, Ketzed HaShein Mu'edes. So here the Gemara begins discussing the case of Ma Shenehnes. Sometimes when it's chayv for Masha Hezika, other times when it's chayv for Masha Nehnes, we'll have to discuss what exactly is Masha Nehnes, what is the Yisod, what is the basis of such a chiyuv. Okay, so we'll go.